KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky. It's 49 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with scattered light rain or drizzle this afternoon, a high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In local news, the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Chairman Pat Roberts, a Republican from Kansas, and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat from Michigan, on Thursday announced the committee voted to favorably report nominee Glenn R. Smith from Atlantic to be a member of the Farm Credit Administration Board. Mr. Smith may now be considered by the U.S. full U.S. Senate for confirmation. The Senate Agriculture Committee has acted in a bipartisan fashion in each nomination we have received, Roberts and Stabenow said, and they said also that they are pleased to send Glenn Smith, a qualified nominee for the Farm Credit Administration Board, to the full Senate for confirmation. A committee held a hearing on the nominee on November the 9th. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones and the City Council Wednesday evening commended a group of young ladies for their volunteer efforts during last Saturday's Veterans Day meal at Hy-Vee. He spoke about the girls and with the girls from the Girl Scouts.
Basically what these ladies did Saturday morning at the Hy-Vee, served all the veterans and stuff. There was probably about half more, much more than these four. I always say, you know, people say the youth don't do anything anymore. They did a tremendous job out there. I was at the middle school on Friday for it, and they did a tremendous job. I mean, the youth is doing a great job. I just want everybody to understand that we appreciate what you did, and looking forward to future good things from you.
The Girl Scouts initiative was part of Operation Barnabas and was just one of the many ways they continue to serve the community. Elsewhere in the news, a traffic stop Thursday night in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a woman on a drug-related charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a vehicle driven by Heather Newkirk of Nottoway was pulled over just after 7:30 p.m. And upon further investigation, Newkirk was placed under arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia after deputies located a blue methamphetamine pipe in her purse. Newkirk was also cited for driving under suspension. The Adams County K-9 Tracer assisted deputies at the scene. Two men were arrested early this morning in Red Oak. Police say 40-year-old Michael Todd Brace of Red Oak was arrested on an active Adams County warrant for accessory to a misdemeanor. His bond at Montgomery County Jail was set at $300. And 22-year-old Juan Esquivel of Shenandoah was arrested today on an active Page County warrant for probation revocation. Esquivel was transported to the Page County Jail. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County late last night arrested 40-year-old Jennifer Sue Graham of Villisca. She was taken into custody on a valid Taylor County felony warrant for fraudulent practices in the second degree. Graham was arrested at around 11:24 p.m. in the 100 block of East 6th Street in Villisca and transported to the Taylor County Jail, where she was being held without bond. Red Oak police arrested three people in relatively the same area Thursday night. At around 9:30 p.m., officers arrested 19-year-old Dawson Allen Squires of Red Oak, along with 20-year-old Alexis Cheyenne Straw. Both were charged with violating a no-contact order. At the same time, 19-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton was arrested for harassment. Those individuals were transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where Dawson and Straw were being held without bond, and Hamilton was held on a $300 bond. Authorities said no injuries were reported Thursday after a bus struck a train trestle in Council Bluffs. Police responded to 1300 Big Lake Road at around 3 p.m. after receiving word about the accident. Upon arrival, officers noted the bus was too tall to make it under the trestle, and the top of the bus was severely damaged. The bus was owned by Country House Residents, an assisted living facility in Council Bluffs. There were six people on board, plus the driver of the bus. All were uninjured. Authorities want to remind drivers that the clearance for that particular bridge is only 8 feet, 8 inches tall, so you need to plan your routes accordingly if you're driving a high-profile vehicle. One person was injured during an accident Tuesday in Page County. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports 69-year-old Donald Lee Ridenour of Clarinda was transported from the scene to the Shenandoah Medical Center by ambulance. The collision happened around 10:19 a.m. on Tuesday. The sheriff said yesterday that 45-year-old Teresa Deanne Madison of Clarinda was stopped at the intersection of Highways 2 and waiting for traffic to clear to continue westbound on Highway 2. Madison was the driver and the only occupant of the 2010 Kia Sedona van she was in. Donald Ridenour was traveling westbound on Highway 2 approaching the intersection in a 1994 Plymouth van. When he failed to stop, both vehicles are considered a total loss. Charges are pending. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Shenandoah Police Department, Shenandoah Fire Department, and Shenandoah Ambulance. And Palmer said there were no injuries reported following an accident just after 5 a.m. Monday in Page County. 22-year-old Haley Lynn Funderman of rural Red Oak was traveling north on O Avenue near the intersection with 180th Street when her car struck five cows on the road. The cows were the property of Norman Buick of Clarinda. Palmer said that there was dense fog in the area at the time, obscuring visibility of the stray animals on the road. All five cows died in the accident. The vehicle was totaled. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Emily Gardner Dick, age 78, of Council Bluffs, a native of Oakland, died November 7th. Funeral services for Emily Dick will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs, has the arrangements. Bernice Wilhelmine Mordhorst, age 103, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A mass of Christian burial for Bernice Mordhorst will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne Diz Christensen, age 68, of Crescent and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Services for Diz Christensen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Wilma Fagan, age 89, of Adair, died Thursday at the Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Wilma Fagan will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has the arrangements. Don Deers, age 96, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A mass of Christian burial for Don Deers will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Violet Urbis, age 89, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Violet Urbis will be held, are pending at this time. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.